Second floor, master bedroom, EVP. There's anyone here? My name's Derek. Just want to talk. Want to get to know you, see who's around.
It's so freaking dark.
It is.
So stinking dark.
My name
it's
is...
also doesn't help that I'm playing with a flashlight because your eyes are kind of nosed.
That's okay.
My name is Cindy. We have Dan and Derek.
Hi, Dan.
Hi,
we're not here to harm you in any way. We just would like to talk to you and know your story. We love this beautiful home, and we want to be respectful.
Can you stand up? No, I'm on the carpet. I can try on my laptop.
I don't think it'll stand. It's tough. It might.
Good.
Is that set right at the edge of...
As close as I can get it.
Okay.
So if it doesn't...
All right.
Do anything, let's see if I can get it.
Okay.
Do you want to see it? Do you want to try it?
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I tried to get this.
We'll have to get a couple more, because what you do is you get, like, two or three of them.
Yeah, this is...
Yep.
This is like
go
a...
Away.
Oh,
go away.
Go away.
Go away.
That's not fair. You don't even know us.
We're not here to harm you. We love this beautiful home.
We do, and we're very friendly.
I promise we won't do anything to harm you, May. M-A-Y.
Oh, that's June.
Close.
We do have some devices in here that will help give you some energy to be able to talk to us. We promise we'll be very respectful, and we will not do anything to harm you. Could any of you tell us your name? We do have a couple of devices, one in each doorway that's sitting on the floor. The one over here to my left by the bathroom has a red light on it. If you go close to it, it'll light up and it'll buzz and make a high-pitched squeaking noise. That just lets us know that you're close by. It will not harm you, but you can actually feed off the energy. So if there's someone here with us, if you could go to one of the devices in the doorways and let us know that you're here, that would be wonderful. Did you do that?
No, it's sitting on a laptop.
Did you turn on the flashlight? How about this? Can you turn it back off? Thank you. See, that wasn't so hard. Can you tell us if you are a female? If you are a female, light the flashlight back up. We'll give you a few seconds. Noise.
Are we too noisy?
I make a lot of noise.
I think we're making too much noise for you. Like it quiet here? Okay, well, we didn't answer the question, so let's see if we'll try again. The flashlight that's in front of Dan on the laptop, on the device. If you are a male, can you turn on the flashlight? Right there, the red flashlight on the floor.
Thank you.
You
did a great job. See, it's not that hard to do it. All you gotta do is touch it a little bit and it'll come on.
All right, so can you turn it off? So that was male, right? Or did I say female? I forgot.
Thank you.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
We forgot, though.
I know, we forgot.
We're gonna have to do this again.
We have to do this again. So if you're a female, turn the flashlight on.
Check the video box. Something.
See it? Huh. As that happens.
Yeah, right when it...
Yep.
Show's gonna do that. That's cool.
Alright, so you didn't turn it on. So if you are a male, can you turn on the flashlight, the red flashlight that's on the floor? Yep. Mm-hmm. Pillow. I don't see any pillows. Is that an inference that you're putting? We're putting you to sleep. That we're boring.
Oh, again with the hateful comments.
I hope not. All right. So let's try another yes or no answer. Oh, there you go. Wonderful. Matthew. Hi, Matthew. It's very nice to meet you. Can you tell me, yes or no, are you a family member? Yes, thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. Are you an adult? If you are, turn the flashlight on. Matthew, you're an adult? I'm not sure.
Can you light, if you are an adult, can you light that up just a little bit more for us to confirm?
A little bit brighter?
You're doing a great job and we appreciate it, but we just need a little bit more out of you. Please.
How about this, Matthew? Are you a teenager? 17, 18, 16, something like almost an adult. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Matthew. So you're a late.
Hesitation with the adult.
Yep. I think that's what the hesitation was. Okay, Matthew. Can you turn it back off for me? Thank you. Turn it back off. I know you're trying. I can see. I can see you're trying. Thank you, Matthew. Wonderful. Okay, so you are a teenage family member. That's wonderful. Thank you for your patience.
We really appreciate it.
Did you live here? If you did, turn the flashlight on. Okay, Matthew. So you did not live here. If you did not live here, turn the flashlight on. I'll give you a couple seconds.
Unnecessary.
Come on, rock it on.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, since you didn't turn it on, we're going to assume that you did not live here. Maybe you visited here? Did you come here for special occasions? If you did, turn the flashlight on. Thank you. Wonderful. That's fantastic.
Nice.
Okay, so can you turn it back off? Bucket.
Bucket.
I don't know what bucket has to do with it, but can you turn the flashlight off? Please? We'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, so you are an animal. Okay.
We all think that when we're that age.
Yeah.
Animal. We gotta work.
Well, I wonder if you had like an animal that was with here that you like to come visit. Because I did have animal spirits come in with me earlier. Was there an animal here that you'd like to come visit, whether it's a cat or a dog? If there was, turn on the flashlight again. This helps us get to know you a little bit better. Okay. Well, you didn't turn on the flashlight, so I'm going to assume that there wasn't a special animal here that you enjoyed to visit. Boat. Okay, let's ask this then, Matthew. Did you like to go sailing with the family members here? If you did, turn on the flashlight. We'll give you a couple seconds.
Nope.
Okay. All right. So But Matthew, we're not having much luck here. How about this question? Do you want me... Oh, okay. I don't know if that's with the boat or not. Turn it back off, please.
You said, how about this question?
Well, what question were you going
to
ask?
Okay, the question I was going to ask is, do you want me to ignore what the device says that's in my hand?
That's my radio again.
What the hell?
Okay, so he wants me to ignore what this device is saying.
Okay.
Okay, so how about this, Matthew? Did you just turn on Dan's...
This has never happened before.
No, it isn't.
Did you just turn that on? If you did, make the flashlight light up. Do you have the FLIR camera on the flare?
I can.
No, I'm just asking if
you have it. I don't have it on right now.
Alright. Okay, so I'm assuming that wasn't you. Let me ask this question. Do you know who it is that's messing around with his walkie? Do you know who that is? Yes. If you do, turn the flashlight on. Okay.
Well, we want to try to take advantage of the spirit box.
Sure.
Don't we have something going?
What's that white light on the wall by the door? Turn your flashlight back off.
That's not us.
Turn the flashlight back off. Turn the flashlight back off. Turn the flashlight back off, please. Turn it off.
Thank you.
See the white light on the wall? Well, turn it off, please.
Where?
Where the flashlight was shining. Turn it off, please.
Straight ahead?
Yeah, look on the wall where the flashlight is.
Like in the hall?
No, right on the wall. That's the closet. Like right here.
Oh, I think it's just something.
It's a reflection?
I think it's something right out here.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Just making sure.
Well, I don't know that. That's what my assumption is. I was looking at that wall.
Thank you, Matthew. I know, you see it too, don't you?
Ha 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 ha.
Okay, so what other questions can we ask Matthew? Matthew, can you make a noise? Can you tap on the wall?
If it's ready, waiting for device connecting.